Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We thank you for joining us here this morning on Time to Talk About It, and we praise the Lord for each and every one of you that has tuned in to us again, you know, because we love you all, and as apostles say, you know, we give hugs and, you know, and all that to everybody, but we can't do it now, you know. But the thing is, we still care, and we still love each and every one of you at this time. And at this moment, we'll have Sister Diane with the prayer.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day, Lord, Father God, that you woke us up this morning clothed in our right mind, O God, knowing, Lord, Father, that no day is promised to us, Lord, Father, and every day is a gift, so we say thank you. Father, as I come before you, Lord, I ask you, Father, Father, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord, forgiveness of all sin, Lord, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, O God, name by name, Lord. You know what they're in need of, Lord, Father, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we ask you this day, Lord, Father. Father, as you go through our prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every one of them, Lord, Father, that has a weak or low immune system, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch them right now, Lord, Father, covering them under the blood right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, protecting them right now, Lord, Father God, from this virus right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch them in a mighty and a special way, for you said, by your stripes we are healed. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God. Father God, for healing diabetes, Lord. Healing high blood pressure, Lord. Healing cancer right now, Lord. Father God, those that are on dialysis, Lord, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for that kidney. We thank you for that liver. We thank you for that heart. We thank you for whatever it is that they need right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, as we touch, Lord, Father God, and agree, Lord, Father, with those that ask us for prayer, Lord, and including our listeners, Lord, Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord, Father, we say, let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, as we call those things that are not as though they are, Lord, Father, thanking you in Jesus' name, Lord, Father. Father God, we praying right now, Lord, Father God, as we cover our neighborhoods, Lord, Father God, our homes, our city and state with the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, from this coronavirus, Lord, Father. And, Father, not just that, but any other sickness, disease, Lord, Father, that is out there, Lord, Father. We covering and we pleading the blood of Jesus, Lord, Father God, over our homes, our neighborhoods, Lord, Father, our families near and far, our loved ones, Lord, our friends, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, Lord, Father. Father, we continue, oh God, Lord, to touch the Corkum family right now, Lord. Father, the entire family, Lord, Father God, that has cancer, Lord, Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, we come against that cancer right now, Lord, Father. And Father God, touch their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we continue to pray for all those that lost loved ones, Lord, Father. Father, whether it be from this virus, Lord, Father, or whatever sickness that they was going through, Lord, Father. Father, you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. So, Father, I ask you to, Father, send a comforter to them right now in the name of Jesus, O God. And we thanking you, Lord Father God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord. Father God, continue to touch Kalen right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch his lungs right now, Lord Father. Open those lungs right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, as we continue, Lord Father God, to pray, Lord Father God, for him, Lord Father, touching and agreeing with his parents right now, Lord Father, that he made every bit whole right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we continue to pray for Heather right now, Lord Father, praying, Lord Father God, for her salvation and comfort right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father God, for touching Naomi right now, Lord. Continue to touch her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, that she's at home right now, Lord Father, as you continue, Lord Father, to bring her through this recovery process, Lord. Father, we hold before you Richie right now, Lord Father, thanking you for keeping him covered, Lord Father God, under the blood right now, Lord Father, as he also, Lord Father, continue to go through his recovery process. We thank you, Father God, for just bringing him through those surgeries, Lord Father God. Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen his mom, Sister Elizabeth, right now, Lord Father. Father God, let her continue, Lord Father, to trust in you, knowing that there is no other God but you right now.
succeeding in God by giving us negativity and stuff that pulls us down and trying to pull us away from God. Because they don't believe what they read. If they read, I'm going to keep on saying that. If they read it. But it says right here in the red. Let's not get it all mixed up and things of that nature, because that's what happens. That's what goes down. That's what goes on. Because there's so many things out there now, and so many different things that we don't see, that we don't understand. We don't understand because we don't pray about it. Like people say, prayer changes things. And you have to know that prayer changes things. And we have to figure out, do we stand with Jesus, or do we stand with something else? Because there's a lot of falsehoods that's going around out there that people got an opinion on. I saw a commercial just a little while ago that says Catholics come home, and that was kind of crazy. I seen it, and just like what's that? The Latter-day Saints a couple of years ago, they had one like to come home because the fact people were leaving the churches and stuff like that. So right now, I'm going to give my opinion on that. You know what I say? My opinion. Right now, during this virus, we can't be around something too tight and too tough and hundreds and hundreds of people in one place because of your past. You don't want to be caught up in that. We understand that. We understand that people want to do the right thing with their faith, but God said, "Don't be nobody's fool. Don't sit there and do things that will cost you your life. Like you try to live your life on the end. Ain't no such thing as living life on the end. But people try it anyway." They be tempting faith. That's what I call it. It's like people jumping out in front of it, Hey, Jesus is over. But one day that you might not over. But you living like that because you want to. Everybody has to have things to do. Everybody has to have things that they want to do. Everybody has things that they want to do. Live as Jesus. Being good with Jesus, being good with God. Live as that. Live with him. Do like he do. Treat everybody as you would want yourself to be treated. If you want yourself to be treated nicely, with love, honesty, care, that you care about people and people care about you, it's great. We all have to go through these things. We all have to figure out, how do you want to live? Do you want to live being afraid of everything, or do you want to live with God being strong? See, because God will give us the strength. The Holy Ghost will give us the strength if we ask. We have to ask of these things. That's not an opinion. That's the truth. Because you have. And that goes with the spirit or anything else. That ain't no big. That's just the truth. But where do you stand tonight? Where do you stand today?
That old song goes way back. Whose report shall you believe? That's where that, you know, people don't understand, but some of them folks had a message. What they're talking about. That's no opinion. You know what they're talking about. Like the one about testimony. Awesome. But we have to look at what we're doing for God. What are we doing? What each and every one of us is doing for Jesus? What are we saying to others? Because others are going to have an opinion of you anyway, no matter how you look at it. They're going to have a favorable opinion or a bad opinion. It doesn't matter. Because you see right here, they have bad opinions about Jesus. They can't be monsters. They wouldn't even acknowledge who you are. He taught them anyway. He didn't turn his back on them or nothing like that. He taught them anyway. And they was amazed. Because they surely thought Jesus was going to turn his back on them. I'm going to tell you that. They did think that. Because that's why they didn't get the doctrine. Then all of a sudden, where did he get this doctrine from? Because they believed he didn't have no education to get it. What Jesus told me, the doctrine comes from God. It's God's doctrine. Not his. But on the same token, he told me they didn't hear from God, they hear from myself. So that should tell you what that is. What's the scale of it? And what I mean by that, what's the weight of each prayer, what he's saying, what do you think that is? What do you think Jesus is telling these people?
Come on now, I want somebody to hit that one.
I need
one of y'all to hit that one, you know, to give me some feedback here. You know, come on now, give me some feedback here. I know y'all out there. Everybody needs to say something here today. Where are we? Where do we need? Who do we need? No one wants to say anything. No one wants to talk about Jesus. Now, what kind of stuff is that? Everybody should want to talk about Jesus. What Jesus done for you? That ain't no opinion. That's your life. We need to get these things straight now. Everyone should have something to say about Jesus. And it's not an opinion. Well, let me go here. What has God done for you lately? Yeah. That's not an opinion. That's straight talk. What has he done for you lately? What has he done? See, when people need to recognize when they get the call. I think Pastor Sharon said that last night. We all need to have that good, honest opinion about Jesus. Let's just go there. I know I do. I know he died on the cross and he came back for me. I don't know about you, but he came back for me. I can tell you that much. That's my opinion. You see, I ain't got no negative opinion. I got a positive opinion out of that. Because he saved me. That's why I said, we all need to thank God that we're even alive, that we're being blessed to be able to at least not be sick at this time of this virus, because we're blessed. God is keeping us. We're not out there doing anything stupid. We're obeying what we have to do. We're on this line right now reaching people because of the fact that the matter is we still want to talk about God and we ain't got to touch nobody. But we're going to still talk about God. We're still going to put that word out there about God. Whether they like it or not, it's out there. You know, I know certain countries want to close off the word of God. That's no secret. That's been that way since the beginning of time. But you shouldn't be afraid. You shouldn't be afraid to talk about Jesus. You shouldn't be afraid to do anything for God. Because all of us have different opinions of different people in different countries. Now, you know people got different opinions about different countries, like the different countries got opinions about us. If you watch TV or watch the movies, you always hear the Russians say they don't like the Americans' arrogance. That's their opinion. Then what's our opinion to the Russians? We can't trust them. You know, same thing about the Cubans. Same thing about the Arabs. All of that. Everybody got the same thing going on. When the world needs to come together and find out where do you stand in God? Because God still controls the world. Now, that's an opinion I have. I'm not biting my tongue on that. That's the opinion I have. God made this world. He made me. And I'm going to try to do the best I can to serve. That's what I can do. See, that's my opinion. That's what I think. That's what I believe in. If we all want to see what Christ can do for you, look in the mirror. Touch yourself on the nose and touch yourself on the top of the head as you look in the mirror. And say to yourself, thank you, Lord. Because you're real. You ain't no figment of your own imagination because you're real. You know, people do have crazy enough things going on these days, but we got to learn how to cope with a lot of things. And when people talk bad about you, that's their opinion. Don't worry about it. They talk bad about Jesus, so that should let you know something. That should let you know where everybody stands today. Because they don't care nothing about saying nothing bad about you. If they didn't care about saying nothing about Jesus, what makes you think they was going to care about saying anything bad about you? Come on now. And they supposed to have loved him. Think about that now. Think about people who supposed to have loved you. And how they did you. I'm gonna turn over to Jeremiah 9:23-24 for a minute. And then I'm going to go back to Jeremiah 4:8-20. But first of all, we're going to go to Jeremiah 9:23-24. And it reads, but let him that glory, 23. Thus said the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this. But he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Now see, this is what we were talking about, having that love, having that kindness out there for you, for yourself, for others. If we don't do that, what are we going to do? What is there to do? If you want people to respond to you, you got to respond to them, and you got to show your loving kindness. Therefore, don't give them a reason to have a negative opinion of you. But some of them going to do it anyway. But they're going to see the light that shines in you. I think Pastor Sharon talked about that last night. People going to see the spirit in you, the good spirit in you. People see that. A lot of times they're going to try to agitate you too, but they've seen it. Okay, Jeremiah 4, verse 8. For this gird you with sackcloth, lament, and howl, for the fierce anger of the Lord is not turned back from us. And it shall come to pass at that day, saith the Lord, that the heart of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princes and the priests shall be astonished. The prophets shall wonder. Don't nobody know what's going on. So what do you think their opinion is right now, about now, as that's being said? Their opinion is God doing something. Hey, they don't know, but God doing something. When he started taking out the kings and the princes, God doing something. That's what that wonder is. But if you got questions, you ask God. Talk to him. He'll give you an answer, whether you like it or not. But you asked for it. So you got to take it all when it comes in. Everybody just want to take good, but they don't want to take nothing bad. Because things are going to happen. People are going to talk about you. No matter what. Everybody got an opinion of everybody, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Most times some people have bad opinions about people. Don't know why, but they do. They got to find something. If they can't find nothing, let me put it this way, they're going to make up something. I've been there on that one. If they can't find nothing, they're going to invent something that their opinion run wild on, and they're going to pass it on. Now, when they do that, that'll be a smear campaign. They're going to smear your name all over. They're going to slander it with these bad opinions. You know, and the thing about it is, it hurts because people didn't come. They followed somebody else's opinion, and no one came to ask you what's going on. And that hurts you because you hear the rumblings and the murmuring going around. See, the same as Jesus. Jesus heard all that murmuring and stuff going around, but he pressed on anyway. See, he didn't get all bent up out of shape, because some of us will, because of somebody's opinion that then spread it around that ain't you at all. He went and did his work and showed them people who he was. He showed them people his righteousness. He showed them what was going on. And he taught them. And they were amazed. Now they can take out and go and tell other people. But do we understand this? Do we really understand this? All I can say is when people say things and have an opinion about you, don't take it bad. Just say God bless them and keep it moving. Because they don't know you to have an opinion. Even the ones that know you really don't know you because they're going to have, especially if they have a negative opinion about you, about something that they don't know because you didn't tell them. But they're going to jump to an conclusion, and they're going to lie on you anyway. So let's be strong. So let's keep pushing on, and don't worry about people's opinion of you. They're right. That's their free will. That God gave people, they have their own opinion. As simple as that. But to me, having an opinion is judging others. And God should be the only one that judges us. Well, the law judge too. But that's earthly judge, okay? But other than that, no, you know, we need to stand and keep it moving. Stand strong. Because a lot of people lose it for that, and that's little or nothing. Don't give that space in your heart and in your soul. Don't give it any space. Now here's Bishop.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For Deacon Mike. Amen. For my words. Amen. We thank God. Amen. And the question was asked, amen, your opinion, your different opinion about Jesus. What's your opinion about Jesus? Praise God. Mine, amen, that he is the Son of the living God. Now, that's mine. Praise God. Amen. I die with that one. Man, you got to know that you know that you know. Amen. What the Lord have done for you. Amen. This is a personal, amen, experience. Am I right? Praise God. And you see, praise God, we're talking there. Amen. And Saint, Saint Mark there. Amen. I was looking at the scripture there when he went up there to the temple to minister. Praise God. And before he got there, amen, they was asking questions to, amen, his disciples. Amen. And one of the questions was, where was he? Amen. They, amen, like they were sorting him. Amen. Looking for him. Praise God. Amen. And, amen, then all of a sudden, Jesus, he appeared. He showed up. Praise God. Amen. And he began to minister. Amen. He began to talk to them. Praise God. Began to teach. Praise God. Oh, praise God. And then in St. John, amen, praise God, he began to also minister to them. Amen. But the question now, amen, I still want a line to be somebody to call in. And man, what is your opinion, man, about Jesus? Praise God. What is yours? Praise God. What is your opinion? Amen. What is yours? Praise God. Man, your opinion. Amen. Amen. I tell you what mine. Mine is, amen, I believe and know, amen, that he is the Son of the living God. Praise God. Man, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Am I right? Praise God. Amen. Thank God, amen, that he came into the world. Praise God. He suffered, bled, and died for you and I. Man, went down into the grave, but he come up on the third day with all power in his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand. And he ascended back to glory, yet making intercession for you and I. Man, that's my opinion. Praise God. That he is God of the living and not the dead. That's my opinion. Now, what is yours? And as I was, amen, listening at Deacon Mike, I was Amen. Looking here in St. Luke. Praise the Lord. Amen. And chapter 12, verse 51. Jesus said these words, verse 51. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth. I tell you nay, but rather division. Praise God. Amen. Are y'all with me? Amen. If you have your Bible. Suppose ye that I come to give peace on earth. He asked in a question. He said, but I tell you nay, but rather division. Right? Well, now you see why it's so different opinions and why so many opinions. Amen. Jesus didn't come, he said, to make peace on earth, but rather division. What division that you think he's talking about? He come to separate, to save, amen, them that believe on him from them that don't. Amen. Now, you may have an opinion on how, amen, he's doing that, because he is God. He made the heaven and the earth and everything in it, including you and I. And he also said that he searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of each and every one of our spirit. Praise God. He is God. And he said, besides him, there is no other. Amen. Amen. We cannot pinpoint God. Amen. He made you and I. Amen. And I'm glad about it. Now watch this. Amen. The division. Amen. We are looking at others. Amen. And opinionated about this. We opinionated about that. Praise God. But, amen, this thing going to begin right in your own home. Verse 52, you say, for from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided. Mm-hmm. Three against two, two against three. The father shall be divided against the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. See the division there? Now, what's your opinion about that? Praise God. That's right in your own home. Mm-hmm. You may not have five. You may have more than that, or you may have less. Praise God. It may be two against three. Maybe one against two or whatever. Man, right in your own home, praise God. Opinion, praise God, accepting our Lord and Savior as the Savior of the world, praise God. Amen. You're not going to go, amen, from earth to glory anyhow. Amen. The only way that you will go into through, amen, end them pearly gates, you've got to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. He paid it all. He gave his life. He paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. Praise God. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. Amen. And also in St. Luke chapter, amen, 17, praise God, Jesus said these words. Amen. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. Notice how Jesus' words, amen, is always present tense. It's not past tense. Amen. The Bible has been written for many, many centuries, praise God. Amen. But look what the word saying. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. Talking about now, amen, this generation, praise God. Are you one, amen, are rejecting him? What's your opinion on that? Are you one, praise God? Are you one have accepted him, praise God? 26, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. 27, say they did eat. The people was eating back then. You don't think people eat now? I mean, every time I go to Publix or Winn-Dixie or something, they're getting something. Amen. And they're bringing food out of there. So people are eating. Amen. And back then they was eating. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. They did eat. They drank. They married wives, you know. Even with the virus going on, they still married. Come on, somebody. See, they were given in marriage. Amen. They were shacking back then and common law. Amen. And they're doing the same thing now. Am I right? Until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Praise God. Not some of them, but all of them. Praise God. Are you going to be one, amen, that, amen, be destroyed? Or will you miss, amen, the wrath of God? Amen. Verse 28. Likewise, also as it was in the day of Lot, they did eat. See? Even in Lot day. Amen. In Sodom and Gomorrah, in Lot day. The people was eating back then, and people eating now. They drank, and I ain't talking about no Kool-Aid and punch either. Come on, somebody. They bought. Okay. You don't think these people buying now? Man, man, out of work, but they still buying. They sold. On the corner now, if you go, you got everybody on the corner. You got the man selling flowers. You got the egg man. You got the fish man. You got the shrimp man. See? You know, they got the fruit man, watermelon man. Am I right? They sold back then. And they'll say, all you got to do is stop. They'll sell you something. They plant. They was planting back then. People planting now. They build. They pushing trees down, woods down. When you look, amen, in a month or so, a building going up, apartments going up, complex, shopping centers. So, wow, we are living in the last day. See? But the same day, verse 29, that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Oh, praise God. Oh, so now what's your opinion about Jesus? Somebody ought to give me a call and tell me what's your opinion, amen, about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. I thank God that I'm not in a religion, but I'm in a relationship with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You got to be committed, amen, unto him. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. It's all about him. Amen. I thank God, amen, that Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Amen. So what's your opinion? I'm waiting on somebody to give me a call. There's somebody out there now, amen, can say something, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. See, I'm trying to, amen, I want to give you a chance, praise God. I want to give you a chance to say what you think about it. Okay. All right, we're talking about our opinion about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In St. Matthew chapter 16, watch this. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now, Jesus is asking a question. Now, when Jesus asked the question, he already have the answer. See? So I'm glad about it, amen, that we serve a God, amen, that knows all things, amen. And there is nothing, amen, that he don't know, nothing that he cannot do. He's supernatural. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere now all at the same time. Praise the Lord. And when he spoke these words, praise God, and he was walking on the earth, man, he could not be where you at and where I'm talking to you at the same time. But, oh, he said to his disciples that it's expedient that I go away. And if I don't, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, will not come. Now the Holy Spirit is everywhere. After he suffered, bled, and died on the cross and went down into the grave and come up with all power in his hand. Now his Spirit is, he's everywhere all at the same time. Oh, he's in Germany right now. Man, he's in Alaska right now. He's in Australia. He's everywhere all at the same time. Oh, he's here. He is in our nation from the east, west, north, and the south. Praise God. All you have to do is accepting. So what is your opinion? Praise God. Amen. Someone on there? Okay. Amen. You're on the air.
Amen.
You're on the air.
Amen. The question is, what is my opinion of who Jesus is? But then when we talk about opinion, in my opinion, meaning that I have to have facts to back it up when it talks about my opinion. But I know who I know Jesus is, which is a fact. I know he died on the cross for my sin. I know he rose again. I know he's a healer. I know he's a provider. I know he is the way, the truth, and the life. And the word of God is the fact, and we know that Jesus, the flood, when we talk about Noah and the flood, people cannot say it's man's opinion anymore because the evidence came forth with the scientists about the ark when they found it on the earth. So it no longer becomes an opinion, it becomes a fact. But today we know that Jesus is real, and he is in real in me. He's real around everyone. And then we have people giving the word of God that they're sick. And even though they're by themselves, they said Jesus was in the room with them. So that the evidence is there that Jesus is real. He's manifesting himself to you and I. So I just thank God today that God is real. I know he's real. He has manifested himself in my life. He has healed me. And he continued to touch this body of mine. So he is what? The fact. He is what? He is real. It doesn't matter if someone said that's your opinion. No, we can go to the doctor and get the doctor report that God did this thing. Because, you know, we can say there was people around. He always have what? A remnant around you, around to say, yeah, I was there. I was there. I can tell you I was there to witness it. So it is evident. If there's a token, no one can say it's my opinion or it's a lie. But God is real today, and he's still moving. He's still working it out. He's still on the throne of grace, and he is God, and there's still no other God but today. Amen. He is what? Real today.
Real.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, okay, all right, okay, amen. Thank God, amen, for Pastor Sharon. Then she give us her opinion, amen. Now, what about you, amen? What about your opinion about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, praise God? Do you know, amen, that he is the Savior of the world, praise God? You're on the air. Okay, all right, I'm sorry. Amen, praise the Lord, amen. And as she was talking there, I was looking here in St. John, praise the Lord, and also over in chapter 7. Man, this chapter 7 has got a lot of good information in it, amen, because she runs, amen, the good all the way, amen, through 53, praise God. And I'm going to start at verse 37. He said, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believe on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. This is a spiritual concept. Amen. You got to accept our Lord and Savior by faith. Praise God. Amen. And we often say that we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. But you got to believe, amen, the words, amen, that what he has spoken. 39 say, but this spoke he of the Spirit. See that? Amen. God is the Spirit, and he looked for such to serve him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. In other words, he hadn't went to the cross yet. He was yet, man, in a fleshly body like you and I. Man, ministering to the people there at the temple. Praise God. Verse 40 says, many of the people, therefore, when they heard this, said of a truth, this is the prophet. See, sir, some of them opinion after he even spoke. Some just call him yet just another prophet. Amen. How are you going to make him just another prophet? You know why? Because they thought they knew his background because of where he come from. Praise God. They really didn't know, amen, where, amen, he come from, but they was thinking it on an earthly turn because of Joseph, amen's son. Praise God. He was called him the carpenter's son. Others say, this is the Christ. See? Now they go to, here comes the, all the opinion. But some say, shall Christ come out of Galilee? See? What good can come out of that? See how people, mindset, see their opinion? Verse 42, have not the scripture said that Christ come out of the seed of David? Now somebody been reading, now they quoting scripture, and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was, see? Now they asking questions, see? Somebody been reading. 43, so there was a division, there it is, amongst the people because of him. And it's the same thing today. But, oh, you can shout the victory. Oh, that's why. Amen. David said, when I think on the goodness, oh, and all that he have done for me, my soul, see, cries out, glory, hallelujah. I thank God for what he done for me. Oh, he brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Oh, ain't you glad about it today? Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Amen. Verse 44. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hand on him. 45 say, then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have you not brought him? The officers answered, never a man spoke like this man. Oh, I ain't never heard this him before. I done heard y'all many times. But there's something different here. Oh, praise the Lord. Help me, somebody. 47. Then answered them, the Pharisees, are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believe on him? But this people who know not the law a curse. Now they want to say the people know not the law a curse. See? How people want to bring legalism on you. See? You can seek God for yourself. How many know that this is a self case? Praise the Lord. You have your Bibles. You may not be able to go into the church now, not unless it's 10, but thank God you got a Bible there, or you should have one. Open it up and say, Lord, open up my wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your holy, everlasting, and divine word. Oh, he said, if you seek, you shall find. If you knock, the door will be opened. And it's a blessing to hunger and thirst after righteousness. So you shall be filled. All you got to do is open up the book. Oh, he will manifest himself. He said if you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to thee. Oh, praise the Lord. He's always right there with outstretched arm. But how you going to get to know, amen, how you get a good opinion about the Lord if you don't open up the book? Amen. You'll know about him by opening up the book. You buy a novel, You just don't buy it and just put it on the shelf. Come on, somebody. Am I right? So it is the natural, the same in the spirit. Amen. You have a Bible there, open it up. Amen. And read it. Praise God. But this know, who knows not the law of curse. 50 say, Nicodemus. See, thank God Nicodemus had a personal experience with it. Came to Jesus by night. Y'all know the story. And said, Master, no man can do these things except he come from God. Help me, somebody. Praise the Lord. And the Lord began to minister to Nicodemus. Praise God. Nicodemus said unto him, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them. Now, Nicodemus spoke up. 51 said, doth our law judge any man before it hears him and knows what he does? 52, they answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee arise no prophet. And every man went in his own house. Oh, help me, Jesus. Ain't you glad that God opened up your blinded eyes and unstopped your deaf ears? Oh, and you had that personal commitment to with him, amen, that you know him for yourself. Praise God. And your mind is made up, your heart is fixed, that Jesus is the Savior of the world, that you know who is the author and the finisher of your faith, that you're not tied up, you're not mixed up in religion. Ain't you glad, amen, that he brought you out with a mighty hand, you know? I know somebody, amen, can testify that he's a healer, amen, he's a deliverer. Come on, somebody. You had to be delivered from something if you know it. Come on. The Bible said we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. I can't throw bricks at your glass house. Now, why I'm throwing bricks at your glass house, somebody throwing bricks at mine. But as the topic is, we, you know, are different of opinions about Jesus. Man, we all have an opinion. But while you're pitching bricks at people's glass house, somebody pitching bricks at yours, then God's got a rod at all of us. Because he said hi and he looked low. And he never sleep nor he slumber. And he sees all and he knows all. Praise the Lord. I'm glad about it today that we are serving a risen Savior. Praise the Lord. Amen. So can I get another caller? Somebody, amen, can tell me their opinion, amen, about Jesus Christ. Praise God. This is why we're here today. Amen. We want to take time out. But this thing is good anyhow. But Jesus went up to the temple and began to, amen, teach. Praise God. Amen. And tell them. Amen. Praise God. If any man thirsts, he said, let him come unto me and drink. Praise God. You got to come. He said, if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Today is the day of salvation. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Come on, somebody. Man, you got to humble yourself. Humble is the way to lead to salvation. If you're humble, he will exalt you. Praise God. Amen. And he loved each and every one of us with an everlasting love. Praise God. He says, it's not his will that no man should perish, but all come to repentance. Praise God. Amen. And today can be your day. Praise God. Don't put off the day for tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. Am I right? Amen. That deaf angel is rising, and it's worse now with this coronavirus going. Praise God. Amen. We all, amen, we may not die from the virus, but we're going to leave out of here. Praise God. The Bible said that every knee going to bow. Every tongue going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. I thank God, amen, that I'm on the Lord's side. And I heard Pastor Sharon say she on the Lord's side. Amen. I wouldn't be ashamed of him now. But when you bow, he, man, if you're ashamed, amen, to own him now, he said, I'm going to be ashamed to own you before my Father, which is in heaven. Help me, somebody. Amen. That's not no opinion. That's the word of God. Amen. Amen. I don't want the Lord to say, depart from me. Your work was of iniquity. Oh, help me, somebody. Praise the Lord. Come on, give me a call. We still got a few more minutes. You can call, amen, and share your opinion of who Jesus is. Praise God. Am I right? Hmm? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Deacon Mike again. I was thinking, I said, you know, when Good Friday comes, I kind of,
okay. You there? All right, keep going. Go ahead.
The call dropped.
Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, call drop. Amen. Would that be another? Praise the Lord. Would that be another? Praise God. We still have a few more minutes. Amen. For you to call in. Praise the Lord. Amen. But in St. John chapter 3, verse 16, amen. And I think the world, amen, knows this one. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, they have it at ball games, big old sign. Amen. See? You know, and then on that judgment day, that's going to be a testimony against them. They don't want to hold up the sign. See? So if you holding it up and don't know him and still be lost, you know, yeah, that's they own fault. Praise God. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, now you a whosoever, I'm a whosoever, praise God. You can put your first name right above that whosoever. Believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Mm-hmm. See? You see that? Mm-hmm. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See? See? It's not but one Savior. It's not but one Lord. It's not but one Lord, one faith, one baptism, in us all, through us all. Amen. To get from earth to glory. God, you got to know that you know. Amen. Man, today, make up your mind. Praise God. I'm on the Lord's side. For God I live, for God I die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hmm? For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See? Praise the Lord. See? The only way, amen, that you can be saved, you got to go through our Lord and Savior. Now, my opinion is not Buddha. It's not Sun Yat-sen Moon. It's not Joseph Smith. It's not Muhammad. I'm sorry. Praise God. Amen. Come on. Why you say that, bitch? In my opinion, that they say there is no other name given up under heaven. Well, about we can be saved but the name of Jesus. I can give you a name for our Lord and Savior from A to Z. But they say there is no other name given up under heaven whereabout we can be saved but the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Help me, somebody. He is the Savior of the world. Praise God. He declared if he be lifted up from the earth, he said he would draw all men unto him. Amen. Oh, he's drawing. He's drawing even as we speak. Man, I'm here to lift him up. Praise God. Pastor Sharon, lift him up. Apostle, lift him up. Deacon Mike, lift him up. Sister Diane, lift him up. City of Victory, lift him up. Praise God. We lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Why? Because there is power in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance. The Bible says every devil in hell tremble at the name of Jesus. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it? Now, my opinion, I say that there's no atheist. People talking about, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in. But my Bible tells me even the devil believe and tremble. Now, if the devil believe and tremble, how you going to tell me you don't believe in God? Come on, somebody. How you going to be past the devil? Am I right? Praise the Lord. Come on. Oh, the devil sure got you locked up, mixed up, tangled up. Praise. But thank God. Amen. Man. God would open up their eyes. He would touch them. I praise God that he would do something for them, man, before they part this life. Praise God. Man. I guess they get a pain. If you get a pain real bad, amen, who would you call? Would you say, oh, boy? Instead of saying, oh, Lord? Come on, somebody. I mean, come on now. You get a sharp pain. You going to call something? You ain't going to just say, ouch. But I think a believer say, Lord, have mercy. Oh, say, his mercy endures forever. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Amen. Oh, you know, they say when you get in trouble, amen, and you need the police, somebody to come, you dial 911. I thank God spiritually we got three numbers also, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the blessed Holy Ghost. And when you need an emergency, you dial a zero, I think. That's what you do, ain't? Am I right? So spiritually, if we get in trouble, we need him in a hurry, we go, Jesus. And say, he's right there. Say, he is very swift. He said, why you yet calling? He said, he will answer. Say, why you yet speaking? He will hear. All praise the Lord. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Amen. That's my opinion. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm not ashamed to own it. I'll tell the world that Jesus, amen, is the Savior of the world. Amen. He paid it all. He died. Come on, somebody. Amen. And he sent his spirit back. Amen. Oh, thank God. Amen. Somebody's being touched today. Praise God. Somebody's being touched. Amen. Amen. Somebody's in trouble. Somebody's family. Somebody's marriage. Amen. Somebody's child. Amen. But he's always right there to bring you out. Amen. But you got to call him. Amen. Amen. He's a prancing God. Oh, he's a prancing God. His ears is always open. David said this poor man cried and he delivered him out of all his troubles, not some of them. Amen. And if he did it for David, he'll do it for you and I. I'm a living witness. He is the prayers in God. Man, you got to know. Amen. Oh, he had brought me out many things. Amen. Man, he was with the three Hebrew boys. If he was with them back then, he's doing the same thing now. When the fire get too hot, he won't send no angel. He'll come himself. Praise God. Amen. Oh, he's always there. He's the same God that parted the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel. Man, he is the same God that fed a manna from heaven. Man, Moses, amen, spoke to the rock and the water just came out, amen, that had so much, amen, 2.5 million Israelites. Oh, what a awesome God that we serve. Amen. If he took two fish, 5 barley loaves of bread, and fed 5,000 men, women, and children, how much more he can do for our families? Come on, somebody. He's able to take little and make much. Oh, he'll turn your midnight into day. I know I'm right about it. Amen. Thank God. They say, how you know that he do all that? It was three signs to let the Jewish nation know that he was on the earth. God that he will, amen, clean the leprosy. Praise God. He will open up the blinded eyes. A man born blind from his mother's womb, and he opened up the eyes. And the third sign, amen, he was going to raise the dead. A man in the grave 4 days and 4 nights. Jesus called his name, and it said if he wouldn't have just said, come forth, everything in the graveyard would have came forth. But he said, Lazarus, come forth. Oh, we are in resurrection. Leading up to it, amen. Oh, praise God. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Oh, praise God. Oh, thank God. Let me, amen, I thank God, amen, for the word today. Amen. I thank God for you, you, and you, amen, taking time out to listen to us, amen. But it's all about Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because his power unto salvation to all that believe. Amen. It is in a belief. Amen. If you trust him, everything will be all right. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop, love you. And Jesus, love you more.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word coming for today from Bishop Porter, Pastor Sharon, and Deacon Michael. God is good. What is your opinion of Jesus, knowing that we all have an opinion? So, you know, sit back today and say, what is really my opinion about Jesus? Do I believe or do I not believe? I tell you, in this day and time, you ought to believe, because knowing that there is no other God but him. And he said, by his stripes we are healed. And if you're covered under the blood, that dead angel will pass over you. So what are you believing today? What are you believing today? Everybody has an opinion. Amen. Is Amen. Right. Whether it be good, bad, positive, negative, everybody has an opinion. So today, pray one for another. Hold each other in prayer. If you don't know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, repent today and ask him to come into your life. So tune in tomorrow, Thursday, at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. You can also go to our Facebook page, which is Logan International Ministries, and click on the link. I tell you, it is some awesome listening. You would like to continue to hear the radio broadcast, like to sow a seed into the woman of God life, you can do that by visiting our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. Again, that's LogionInternationalMinistries.com internationalministries.com and hit the donate button. Know that no donation is too small or too great, and you will know that you are blessed because you're sowing out of your heart, and you know God say he loves a cheerful giver. And in that box in the notes, you can say this is a seed for the radio broadcast, this is a seed for Apostle Porter. You know, even if you want to pay your tithes or send your offering, you just go ahead, you can do that and just make that notation in that box below. Till then, you be blessed. Hope to hear from you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.